Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Gary?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how's it going, man? My name's Hawk. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Doing good.
Happy to hear that. Friday, right? Almost the weekend. Can't complain too much.
Yes, sir.
Right. So let me just confirm a couple things. So for service area, he put you in for about 30 miles max, but you're doing residential and commercial work. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, nice. Yeah, because we can narrow it down to counties, cities, even zip codes if you like. So got you covered there. Now, I know Dan's pretty good at explaining everything, but before we dive into pricing and all that, did you have any questions so far about the program or how it works in general? Anything at all?
Not that I can think of.
Okay, cool. So if you do along the way, just let me know. So everything I'm going to go over here is included in the package, okay? We're a full-service marketing company, so we're not just putting you on the first page of Google. Now, of course, 90% of the calls will come from the Google listing because statistically we found that's where 9 out of 10 people search for, like, the company or tradesman they're going to work with nowadays. You know, call it convenience, call it a recommendation from Google, whatever it is. Most people don't scroll much further than the first page, so that's why we focus there. I mean, that's where the money is, right? But we'll also have you on Bing, the Microsoft search engine, over 60 different directories, you know, Yahoo, Yelp, Better Business Bureau, Yellow Pages, White Pages, Alexa, even for like voice-activated searches. So if anyone is searching within that radius on Androids, iPhones, I mean, even asking their Alexa for the service you provide, we're making sure that you're popping up as one of those top recommended options. And those calls come straight to you. There's no middleman touching any of those leads. So unlike Angie's or some of those third-party services where it's going to your competition, it's kind of a race to get to them, and then you're paying for the lead whether you get the job or not, this, they click, call goes straight to you. And that way you can kind of cherry pick, and you're getting them in the moment that they're searching for the service, so there's more likelihood of you converting them. You'll also be on sponsored Facebook ads. These work very effectively alongside the Google listing. I'll give you an example. So say a potential client is searching for you. They find you on the first page of Google or any of these directories we have you on, but they don't call you in that moment. Later on, when they're in their Facebook, you know, looking through pictures or whatnot, your targeted ad is going to pop up in their feed with a direct click to call that goes straight to you. And as you can imagine, those convert really well too. So later on, they hadn't called you. They see the ad. Oh, hey, I was going to call him earlier. They click on the ad. Boom. Call goes straight to you. You may have even had an experience like that yourself, right? You're searching for something or even just talking about it, and then later on you start to see the ads popping up, right? Yeah, I think we've all had that experience. But yeah, that's how it'll work for you, except with your business and your services. You'll also have a customized tracking and reporting system so we can, you know, see how your success is doing, what areas you're being searched in the most, what keywords you're being searched for the most. You can monitor, track, and help you get more reviews, which is always good, right? I'll always take a good review. So, for instance, just to give you an idea how it would work for you, for your area in Hammond, for pressure washing, there's been about almost 1,200 searches done in the last 30 days. So let's just say on the low end, we got you 1% of those searches, right? They called you, turned in the jobs. Now, that's for sake of argument. 1% is actually low. We get you more than that, but this is still high, so that's 12 calls, right? Now, that's one area, one keyword. You're allowed up to 15 keywords and up to 12 different areas that we can target. So now we multiply that. So you see where I'm going with that. I mean, there's a book of business there in the backyard. All we're doing is just helping you utilize it by optimizing your placement, not just on Google, but, you know, all media. So, I mean, essentially the point is it pays for itself. You know, we get you a couple jobs. You know, it's offset the price of this a couple times. Speaking of the price, so with that credit that Dan put in there for you, it does bring the pricing down quite a bit. We are inclined to work with new businesses, so they have great credits for them. Brings it down about 50%. You're looking at just $249. That's month to month, no contracts, and that covers everything we went over, all your ad spends, everything. So it stays $249 every month. Now, I mean, after hearing that, is that something that would fit in the budget for you?
Maybe not at this moment, because I'm also using Angie Ads right now. And
right.
They're just the same, and they have a contract.
Right. So.
Mm-hmm. I think if I canceled, they would charge me like 30%. That might be 30% of a month. I'm not really sure. I kind of forget. But,
yeah, I had someone with a similar situation recently. Yeah, it's something like that. Because they charge you for the year, right? And then they charge you per lead, and then you're in some sort of agreement with them.
Well, so Angie Ads doesn't charge you per lead. They charge you per month. So it's just a straight.
Ah, that's right. Okay. Gotcha. And how have the leads been going for you? Like, are they converting? Like, is it going well, or?
Well, I got, because I'm mainly trying to hit pressure washing. I'm not trying to do lawn service. That's all I've been getting so far. But,
right. You see, that happens a lot with them. Like, sometimes, a lot of times things are, you know, the incorrect thing, or, you know, you're getting spam calls or whatever the case is. Unfortunately, at least from the experiences that people have had that I've spoken with, it doesn't get really much better from there. The only thing I would say is, with that one, are you able to pause the leads as well, or like the other one, like the paper lead?
I believe they mentioned something about that, but that also
okay.
That might have been in that I was.
Right, because they do have both different services. Right, right. Well, because I would say, you know, just to get you in the listing, you know, before, because typically what happens when they have a listing open up, they just call through the area until they fill it, right? Because, like I said, we make sure just to work with one company per area per category to get you the most traction, you know, most amount of calls. So that also means, you know, if I signed you up, we won't work with anyone else in your area. And, you know, it would be the same for someone else, you know, the next person I talk to, and so on and so forth. So I would say, why not try putting them on pause, then try this out, because I'm telling you, man, this is going to get you way more quality leads, way more work. I mean, like I said, I mean, we typically see a 10-to-1 return on investment, because, I mean, just like we know, Angie's knows the same thing. They get those leads from Google. A lot of people don't know this. It's kind of clever what they do. So they'll put a listing, just like we would do for you, on Google. All those leads they get from there, they sell to their clientele like yourself, or, you know, for the paper lead or even for the one that you're on. Because, like I said, they know the same thing we know. So everybody searches, right? I mean, that's why it's in our phone programmed in there before we even open the dang thing, right?
Right.
Right. So I'd say at least give it a try, because there's no contract. I mean, if you're really not happy with it, you can cancel at any time. I mean, I haven't had anyone do that. I've been here about 2 years, but I mean, just for peace of mind, you know?
Yeah. So how do y'all ensure that y'all only work with one company at a time? Because
well, okay, go ahead.
So I know there's a lot more people doing pressure washing, and they're all on Google, and everybody, like, I feel like the biggest thing people use is Google Ads. How do y'all ensure that?
Yeah, so a lot of people do use Google Ads, but this one, we actually are putting you on Facebook Ads, not Google Ads. And one reason we do that, yeah, the Facebook Ads, actually, you'd be surprised. With Facebook, the reason I go to Facebook instead of Google Ads is because they convert at 10 to 15% versus 4 to maybe 7% with the Google Ads. And each click with Facebook is only 10 cents. With the Google Ads, is $10 each click. So you get way more bang for your buck. But also, it's a strict Google guideline to be a premier partner with them. We have to follow that rule. So, and plus, if we start working with your competition, you're not going to get any calls. And, I mean, you're just going to end up canceling. So it doesn't work for anybody, you know?
Right. But what about the pressure washing companies that were doing this before me?
Right. So at this moment, within our company, we don't work with anyone within that radius where you are now in Hammond that does pressure washing. If we signed you up, then we wouldn't take on anyone else. Now, same with the next caller. Like, because basically what happens when they have a listing open up, they give us the area and the keyword. We have a call center of about 40 associates. They just call through the area until they fill the listing. So I hang up with you. They connect me with the next qualified company, so on and so forth, so they fill the listing. So we will make sure, if we did sign you up, they stop calling, move on to the next area and keyword, and then, you know, so on and so forth.
So there's no one in here right now advertising with you?
Not with us, no. Now, there's a multitude of other companies that do this, but with us, We do not at this moment, no. That's actually why we're calling you. Because we have a listing open up. Our inventory department forwards us a short list of companies that have good online presence, you know, good reviews. Congrats on that, by the way, for making the short list. But yeah, we just call until they fill it.
Okay.
Yeah, so we will make sure. And you'll have that in writing, too. Like, when I set you up here, I'd send you an invoice that has all this written out for you. Pricing,
okay.
Everything included, yeah.
That'd be like $249 a month?
Right, $249, and that is always going to say $249. That keeps you up on the first page. You know, all your ads running, your directory listings, you have the tracking system. We even have an app we created called Splash Call, where you can actually see this real time on your phone so you can make suggestions and whatnot.
Would you be able to do it a little bit cheaper? Because I'm not even sure if I'm going to be able to cancel Angie ads.
Yeah, I know. They make it difficult, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of their thing. So I do have one other option. Now, if you're okay with being up, it's only going to be about 15 miles instead of 30. And just, the only reason why is because you don't get the Facebook ads. Now, why I recommend going with that is because you can have up to 50 miles with the Facebook ads, and it's only $50 more. This other option will only be $199. So there's not really much of a difference in the price, but there is a, you know, considerable difference in what you get.
Okay.
More bang for your buck, like I said.
Yeah.
We could start you out at the $199 and then move you to the $249 next month if you want. I mean, up to you, really, but like I said, the other one is just you get more for your money.
Good. You all run a background check and stuff?
No, nothing like that. Uh-uh.
Okay.
No, nothing like that.
I guess let me start with the $199, because I am interested in doing it. Yeah, I guess let's start with the $199.
Yeah, and then I can always upgrade you next month. Exactly. Yeah, that's not a problem.
How many clicks have y'all had in the past 30 days with, like, the 15-mile radius?
For the 15, let me see. For 15 miles, you're looking at about half. It's more like between 700 and 800, so it's still a pretty good amount.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's still good.
Okay,
perfect. So first thing we'll do here is like for your Google business profile, what they do is they send a postcard in the mail, and then that verifies the address. Now, you don't have to list the address online, of course. Most people opt out. But what would be a good address to send that to?
20199 Chambers Lane. And would I be able to change that?
Yeah, yeah. Sure. No problem. When would you be thinking about changing it?
Probably in the next 3 months.
Oh, yeah. No problem. But for now, they can send that there now, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And that comes up as Hammond, and that's 70403, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And then 1 second here. And for your Google business profile, for like hours of operation, things like that, now what is this a good phone number for clients to contact you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then once I get you set up, like I said, they are going to send an invoice and text with your through email as well. What's a good email for you?
GaryWBig@gmail.com.
@gmail. Okay. So Gary W and then Big BIG at Gmail?
Yes, sir. And Gary is just one R. Sometimes people put two.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask, yeah, because I usually go with 1R. Okay, perfect. Okay, and then now for hours of operation, like how you'd like it to appear to your clients, is 9 to 5 okay, or do you want to do like an 8 to 6 or?
You can do 8 to 6.
Okay, perfect. And then for clients to contact you, is phone, text, and email going to be okay?
Do what?
For clients to contact you, is phone, text, and email okay for them to contact you?
Any mail.
Email, like email?
Oh, email. I thought you said any mail. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. And for Annie Mill to call you? No, no, just phone, text, and email. Sorry about that. Okay, and then, let's see. Now, we're also including the app, your, you know, everything we went over. Now, what about on, you don't have a website yet, right? Is that right?
No, sir.
Okay, perfect. So I'll see if we can get that thrown in there for you, too, okay? I just got to ping my manager real quick. Now, while we're waiting for that, do you already have, like, a business Facebook page or anything like that?
Social media-wise? Not exactly. My personal Facebook page for pictures and stuff.
Okay, and so what they're going to do, once we do set you up with the Facebook part, you know, next month, so they'll actually build you a business page from your personal page. It's not linked, like they're not going to go to your personal page, but just so they can run the ads and stuff.
Okay.
Okay. And then now for key, like areas that you want to show up for, are there any specific cities that you'd like to show up for besides, you know, Hammond or, you know, any specific zip codes, anything at all?
Like within the 15-mile radius?
Exactly. Like, do you have any, like, specific zip codes or areas that you would like to show up in, like, specifically, or do you want them to just put a 15-mile radius, like, nothing specific?
Yeah, nothing specific, just 15 miles.
Okay, gotcha. And then what about for keywords? Like I said, we can get up to 15 of those. So pressure washing, of course, maybe, like, soft wash. Do you have any others you'd like to be found for?
Roof cleaning.
Okay, roof cleaning. Let's see, landscaping. Roof cleaning.
I don't do landscaping.
Pressure washing, you don't even want to be found for the... Okay. So roof cleaning, pressure washing. Okay, go ahead.
I guess you can throw fence cleaning in there.
Fence cleaning, okay.
You can do window cleaning in there, too.
All right, perfect. Window cleaning.
If I decide to add, like, services to it, like, say I want to start doing painting or something like that, would I be able to add that on at any time, or is it more, or cost more?
No, we should be able to do that. No, that should be fine. You're talking about like in a month or two or so from now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be fine. Yeah, because we have listings open up all the time. So when we come to that, just let me know, and then I'll check into it for you. We should be able to, though. That shouldn't be a problem at all.
Okay.
Yep. And now, let's see here. Okay, and then when would you want to speak with the technician who's going to build everything for you? Is later today okay, or would you rather do that like Monday morning or?
Later today would be fine.
Okay, let's see what we got open here. Okay.
And when can I expect to start getting from this?
Okay, so I'll give you the timeline here. So today I set you up with the technician. So he starts setting up everything later today. I'll check the time. Then that's within the first, you know, 1 to 2 days. Now, within 5 to 7 days, he creates your dashboard, you know, that tracks everything, and your 67 different directory submissions. Then day 7 to 14, so within the first 2 weeks, the web page, I'm still waiting for the answer on that, and then also Yeah, the Facebook ads would be also, but since we're not including that, no worries about that. Then day 30 to 45, your listings begin to appear, rankings increase over time, and then it's just, you know, optimization after that. So most other companies, you're looking at like 4 to 6 months typically. With us, since we've been in business about almost 19 years now, and we have a longstanding relationship with Google, which I'm sure doesn't hurt, our average is about 30 to 45 days. Now, have I seen it done faster? Yeah, but typically I just go with the average, because if it's even faster than that, then, you know, we're both all the more happy, you know?
Okay. And
for sure.
So I'm paying for Facebook ads. What will I be on?
So without the Facebook ads, you're just on the directories. So Yahoo, Yelp, Better Business Bureau, Yellow Pages, White Pages, Alexa, you're on Apple, eLocal, Manta. It's about 67 different directories, so I won't list them all. But so you're on the first page of Google, of course, and you're on Bing, the Microsoft search engine, for the top page there. Then also those 67 different directories. You have your tracking system, of course. Then you have a tech team with there Monday through Friday, if you wanted to, you know, run new promotions, change content, anything. Then also you have the app, so you'll be able to make suggestions yourself, you know, from what you're seeing. As for ads, that's why I like to go with the $249, because you get the Facebook ads too, but you'd get everything else with the $199.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it's only like 49 more, or sorry, 50, I guess, exactly. And you get the ads too. So, but I mean, if you wanted to do that, we still can, or we can just upgrade you next month, you know, totally up to you.
Yeah, I'll probably wait till next month and see how everything works.
Right.
Everything goes. Make sure I'm getting leads first and different things like that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I would just say that you definitely get a lot more, you know, because with the Facebook, because there's so much more range, and the ads with those. Remember, I was talking about with the when they're in their Facebook and they start to see your targeted ad pop up. You know, even if they're just searching for services you provide. That's, so I do recommend that, you know, because you get so much more out of it. Now, of course, even within this 15 miles, you still get a good amount, but you'll just get more with the Facebook.
But right now, I do currently work a full time job, so right now I'm kind of slowly let that go.
So it might be good to start with this and then kind of move it up. Okay, perfect. So that actually works out better. Okay, cool. So let's see. As for time, when you can speak with the technician, so let's see. You guys are in Louisiana. So we've got, let's see what times we have open here. 2 hour difference. Okay, so 11, 12, 1 o'clock, 2, 3, 4, or 5. What's good for you?
1 would work.
Okay, 1 o'clock, perfect. Local splash. Okay, let me just add the email here, and you're good to go. Okay, so I think that, oh, and then also for the keywords, that's what we were talking about. So I can have the technician recommend keywords with a high search volume that fall under, you know, pressure washing and stuff too, if you like.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
For sure. Okay, yeah, I usually do that, so we'll do that. Okay, let's see. 6/9/23 at 2 p.m. Oh, sorry, 1 p.m. Okay. 1 p.m. Central Time. All right. And then, so that does it for that part. We're good there. Now, for the billing address, that's going to be the same as the one you initially gave me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And can you confirm that address for me one more time? Can you give it to me one more time?
20199 Chambers Lane.
There it is. Okay, perfect. Yep. And then the address that's going to the email is GaryWBig@gmail.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. Okay, one sec. It's just loading up now. And that's 20199 Chambers Lane.
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to send that now. One sec. And then you're going to get the invoice through text and email. I think you'll get the email first, but I'll send the text because that's usually the easiest way to access it. So let me just add the business name here. And then the card, is that Visa or MasterCard?
Visa.
Okay, and then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready. Okay, so just to confirm, I kind of lost you in the middle. So 4584 53, is it 20? What was the one before the zero?
Yes, sir. 20070331 50.
Got it. Okay, and then the expiration?
Is 0525.
525, and then the number on the back?
696.
696. Okay, now I'm also going to set up a security question for you. That way you know it's us when we're calling. Calls are more secure. There's three options: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, and the name?
Marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S-S.
Two S's. Okay, got it. M-A-R-C-U-S-S. Okay, and now I'm just going to set up your account. Just takes a quick second, and then you're going to get that invoice. So let me just do that right now. Okay. Yep, just loading. Give me a sec here. Should be quick. It's always slow when you need it to be fast, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. There we go. And then we just got one other quick step after this one, and you're good to go.
Okay.
All right. There it is. Cool. Finally loaded. Okay. Now you're going to see the... It processes is going to come through your online banking, and then, like I said, you're going to get a text and email with the invoice. And I think you'll get the email first, but I'm going to resend the text. That's usually the easiest way to access it. So let me just send that. That's processing now. Should be done in just a sec here. Okay, there it is. Let me just double check. I'm going to send you the text right now. You should see it come through pretty quick. There we go. Okay, yeah, you'll see the text come through right now.
Okay.
Okay, so it'll say, yeah, thanks for choosing Local Splash. It'll say below here is your invoice. You'll see like a blue link there. Click on the link. That should take you into the invoice. Let me know once you get there.
Okay. It brought me to a like a website.
Okay. And you see like your invoice below with everything that's included in the pricing and everything?
Yes.
Okay, and then at the bottom there, you see where it has a little box there that you click, and it says, I am the authorized user, and then below that, an empty space to type your name, right?
Okay.
So you click the box, then you would type your name there, and then once you hit confirm signature, that's going to take you to our website, and it'll ask for your username and login. You're going to get that within 7 days. Because the tech is going to start setting you up with that, you know, this afternoon at 1 o'clock. So let me know once you get there.
I type my name, and then it says confirm signature, and it's not doing anything.
Did you click the box that's right above the name?
Yes, the check mark.
Right, yep, and then type your name there. It's, maybe it was because, what is your last name?
Victor, V-I-V-N-E-R.
Ah, that's probably why. Okay, I got you. I'm going to send you another one, because he put you in, Dan, the one you initially spoke with, he put you in as Gary Victor, like V-I-C-T-O-R. That's probably why. Sorry about that. Okay, I'm going to change that right now. I'm going to send you another one. Just takes a sec here. V-I-G-N-E-R, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. G-N-E-R. Okay, on the billing. Vigner. Okay, perfect. Got it. I'm sending you another one right now.
Okay.
And then I'll send through email the same. But yeah, you'll get the text first right now. You see that come through?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, let me know if it should work this time. Let me know if it doesn't. And I got you set up for the interview with the technician for one, so you're set for that.
That's still not working.
Okay, sometimes it won't repopulate the name, no worries. So I'm just going to have the technician send you the one with the correct name when he does the interview with you, no worries about that. So we'll just do the last step here, and then he'll do that during the interview. So, yeah, that way you can get back to work and I can... let you go here. So one last step and then you're good to go. So it's called a voice verification, is to go along with the invoice. Of course, to, you know, ensure the accuracy of the order, but also outline the service agreement. It's very straightforward, but if you have any questions, maybe to review or clarify, just let me know. I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Slasher's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Slash and as an added form of protection for you to go along with your invoice. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
GWB Pressure Washing.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Gary Vigner, the business owner.
Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as a result of increased visibility, now, when it is very important that you're actively involved in your campaign to get the best results. So what I'm going to do for the verification through Google, I'm going to send this now, that way you can get a jump start on this, because for the verification, Google asks for some pictures of, like, you know, your work tools, work truck, you know, just things associated with the business. That way, you know, they can verify you have a business, you know, before they ping you on the local map there. So I just sent you that email too. You should have that. It'll outline everything just to have ready for the interview with the technician. That way he can get a jump start on that too. So let me just send that now. Okay, sent that. Now, as a result of increased visibility online, also please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up that security question for you, because we'll make sure to use that at the top of the call so you know it's us. And other calls that don't, you can disregard. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, I can give you the phone number now they're going to call from, or I can text it to you at the end of the call if you like. That's better. Okay. I'll text it to you. Now, in hiring local splash... Oh, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Am I going to get the lead through local splash, or is that going to be email?
So the leads actually, so it's not a lead service. What they do is they're going to call directly to your phone. So just to give you like an example. So someone, is searching for pressure washing within that 15-mile radius. They're going to see you pop up in that local map section. You see at the top when you do a search on Google, you see like you can click to call, get the website, get directions. So you'll have your own profile there that's going to pop up on the first page. So when they click there on your number, that call goes straight to you. That's how you get the lead. So that's why they call it potentially an unlimited call service. It's not a lead generating service, although we are, you know, generating leads and people interested in your business. It's not like coming through email or through an app where it's a third party. These are just people calling you directly, like living, breathing people.
Okay.
So it's much better. Yeah, it's more, you have more freedom with it. And you'll be able to track all this in the app and on your dashboard so we can see like where they're calling from, what keywords they're searching for. That way we can optimize everything too. Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or just let the technician know of any additional online marketing efforts that you do during the term of your agreement? Besides Angie's, of course, I already listed that one.
Okay.
Yeah, just if you do any other online marketing with another firm or just anyone else, just let the technician know so, you know, there's not, if we don't do anything that might interfere with that or doing the same thing that you're doing, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, June 9th, in the non-refundable amount of $199. This will be a recurring payment. By the way, I did include that website for you for the $199, so you'll still have that. And you can put your pictures, content, you know, reviews, testimonies, anything you want. The tech will be building it for you, but you're instrumental in building it yourself with the content that you want to put there too. He'll get your approval on everything. Now also, when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 9th or 30 days from today in the amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I'll text to you to prevent charges for your next month of service. Now, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. No problem at all. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, I'm going to send you the invitation with the technician for 1 o'clock. That's the last thing I got to do. I can even do that once we get off the call if you are busy and need to get back to something. Otherwise, I can just send it right now. Totally up to you.
When I get off the call, it's going to be fine.
Okay, perfect. So I sent you the email with the verification, right, through Google. Just have as much of that ready for the interview with the technician as possible. Let's see, what else? I did just send you the email with the invoice as well, so you have that. And anything else you need, you're going to have my direct number. I'm going to send that right now. This is also the technician's number too, the same number. All you have to do if you want me is just ask for, you know, Hawk or Sahak, and I'm sending that now. I'll also send the email when we get off here for the interview with the technician. It's like a Google Calendar invite. Just hit yes to confirm the time. The tech will do the same and you're good to go. So other than that, thank you for your time and for giving us a chance. Welcome to the team most of all. And they're going to call you within 30 minutes of 1 o'clock to get you started, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, no problem. Have a good one. Bye.